A Jewish Journal article, FIDF Gala, SWU internships. On September 20, Friends of Israel Defense Forces, FIDF, held its national New York gala, with a handful of Los Angeles community leaders among the more than 500 guests. Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid, making his first visit to the U.S. since taking office in July, attended the glitzy gathering. He was in the U.S. to speak at the United Nations General Assembly and praised the work of the FIDF. "The fact that I am standing here today, as Prime Minister of the State of Israel, a free country, with a strong army with friends like you, did not happen on its own," the Israeli official said. "At every moment, Israel must be strong, free and secure, with a powerful army that can defend its citizens. On behalf of the State of Israel, and on behalf of the soldiers of the IDF, I salute you, my friends." The FIDF event was held in tribute to FIDF Chairman Peter Weintraub. It also recognized two Israeli soldiers for incredible acts of courage during their service. The first was Sergeant First Class M, who serves in the IDF Special Forces Unit, OKATS, the canine unit that specializes in training dogs for designated tasks. The second soldier, Major Bar, joined the Israeli Air Force in the footsteps of his late father. Several special guests turned out, including FIDF CEO Steve Weil, Israeli Ambassador to the U.S. Michael Herzog and FIDF President Fred Gluckman. "We are grateful to Prime Minister Lapid for his exemplary leadership, and we are most honored to have him join us this evening at our annual FIDF National New York Gala in support of Israel's soldiers," Weil said. "There is no entity of individuals more critical to the existence of Israel and the safety of Jews worldwide than the soldiers of the IDF, and we are humbled to stand in strength and solidarity with Prime Minister Lapid and our common goal to support them. Stand with us." Student interns are trained to defend Israel on their respective high school or college campuses. Courtesy of Stand With Us, pro-Israel education group Stand With Us, SWU, has announced the 2022-23 students participating in its high school and campus programs. The 2022-23 Kenneth Leventhal High School interns, comprised of self-identified leaders in 11th and 12th grade seeking to proactively improve their local schools and communities, come from Eula Boys High School and Eula Girls High School, Shalhavit High School, Milken Community School, and De Toledo High School, among other local schools. The 2022-23 Emerson Fellows, a prestigious one-year program, trains, educates and empowers student leaders on college campuses worldwide. This year's students are from UC Santa Barbara, Cal Poly, USC, UCLA, and California State University Northridge. Both programs select and train student leaders to educate about Israel and fight anti-Semitism at their schools and communities. The students attended respective week-long conferences in August, preparing them for the school year. They learned how to identify and combat anti-Israel campaigns and how to have rich conversations about Israel. They will also participate in a second Stand With Us conference, Israel in Focus, held in Los Angeles from March 2 to 5. Stand With Us student internships, Kenneth Leventhal High School interns and the Emerson Fellows, provide instruction on combating anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. Courtesy of Stand With Us. Each year, I remain impressed with the enthusiasm and creativity of our awesome high school and college student leaders, SWU co-founder and CEO Roz Rothstein said. They learn from previous participants in our programs and nominate candidates for the coming year. As anti-Semitism continues to rise, including in Los Angeles, these students, already leaders in their schools and communities, are fully prepared to confront these challenges while also organizing programming that shares the beauty, accomplishments, and experience of Israel.